Alright, I don't know how much power I really end up having. But, we'll go ahead and record until the power runs out. It's a Monday morning. It's the Monday morning after Independence Day 2019, July, what is it, 8th, 9th, whatever. My dad's 75th birthday anniversary. Birthday is coming up. And that's a 3/4 century number. That's a good number. And apparently there's going to be a big brouhaha about that over where he is right now. And so join in on that. Make sure everybody's in good shape. Well, I have been jiggering around. I got a technology fetish that just will not give up. And been trying to use various pieces of equipment to accomplish various things. I was worried that I was going to have to totally wipe the computer I've been using for my server. Now, I don't like doing that because I at least have all my files on this one, and it's all accessible via the Gopher. I find my Gopher server is my great fallback. And I know it gets used quite a lot because there's a lot of people on it. And I kind of reworked some things, some equipment. I pulled a lot of my really intensely, antiquely old stuff. Right now it's pulled out of the Gopher. I'll probably shove it back in. But the stuff is more web-based, but really old stuff is now back available. And I've been farting around a bit with have this PHP server, TikiWiki, and it was just having problems. It wasn't really making it for me. Which is a little bit of a shame because I think it's a little more modern and it tends to work better with more modern things. But then I decided to go back to Tweaky and finally got that running. I've been having a problem finding getting Perl to run. Somewhere along the line, I kind of screwed up Perl, ruined it all, and I finally just got it all pulled back together again. It seems to be working well. So well that that I really don't need to do anything for a limit. So I've still got FPSD, which I've been really quite reticent to walk away from it. I'm really quite happy with the system as it was. In really good shape. And still looking at another computer to work with. Lisa gave me $50 and actually it's been $70 here over the last little bit, and I'm sitting around in PayPal, $51 of it, and I still want to turn that into some kind of a nice computer system for me. I've been playing with Quick.us, how I'll do this and how much of a collaborative thing I want it to be. Working on that front. I was thinking this morning about, you know, not the most social guy in the world, a little more technology than I am human. And that's interesting. I really want and probably need to get transcendent here. And that means I'm just going to have to pick up some more skill and some more experience. I find that putting myself into this position really, really forces it, but it makes it so that, you know, you don't fall into traps. Life and get kind of pigeonholed. That's one thing you don't want to get. You don't want to get pigeonholed. You don't want people to say, "Well, he's this and he's that." And you go, no. He spent a long time doing that, but that wasn't all he did. He did a lot of things, and I think it's good to get very. And not to feel like you're, you know, there's only one place for you, there's only one skill set for you. You know, you don't want to get stuck with that being the ultimate definition and being all you are. That's a sad, very sad state of affairs. I was all in there the whole time. Anyway, I got. So I'm still kind of gunning for the extension job. For several things, I really need to come out of my shell a little bit better. Things like that. Anyway, so I was going to, it's going to be a rather interesting community, I think, formed around this Twiki site that I've put up, although I can't say that Twiki is really the most user-friendly thing, but I think that that's also some, there's some good to that. You want to be able to form kind of a interesting virtual community around these sorts of things. And give it kind of a land, you know, the basic thing that ties this whole thing together is a region. And it started out as just kind of the environment around Playas, but I would say, oh wait, there's more interesting things that a little bit more expansive than just Clay County. Because it was kind of going around with, you know, the extension stuff and saying, well, you're going to get a Clay County home economist. And you go, well, I said, yeah. I said, why don't we make it bigger? And then I started thinking more along the lines of what was interesting around the area that I have traveled in. I was finding that I still kind of do. And so I'm pondering doing that, and that's outside of my skill set, too. Typically, I don't tend to like comments, and I don't tend to make collaborative things on my servers. I tend to, you know, it tends to be my stuff, and although I may use collaborative software, I'll lock it down to the point where only I can get into it. And I think I'm just going to not do that. Not have it happen. So we'll see kind of how that goes. I'm on an interesting jag lately. I can say a few things about me and my relationship with movies. I like movies. Now, I'm cheap. I'm cheap to the very core. And that makes it so that if there's ever a way to get things that are inexpensive or free, free's my favorite. Of course, you know, you say, well, that's where your Linux stuff comes from and your BFD stuff comes from. It's from the fact that it's free. And you go, I will guarantee to you time and time and time again that I love free stuff. Anyway, so on the internet these days are a lot of free things. There's Pluto TV, which is kind of like, it kind of works like cable does. You know, you can go through certain channels and things like that. I think Lisa's a big fan of that kind of motif. She doesn't want to have to go out searching. She just wants to say, okay, I want some HGTV type stuff, and she'll, she'll watch that. I seem to recall I left her for a while, some hours, going off and visiting some people, and, she was watching this. It's Pluto TV's version of HGTV. Mostly, you know, products that HGTV just doesn't do anymore or doesn't want to pay for anymore. Sold out stuff. She likes Dog the Bounty Hunter. I find that interesting. Anyway, but that's Lisa, you know. Lisa's quirky. You wouldn't think right off the bat that she was a quirky sort there, and boom, there she is. Anyway, and there's plenty of movies that they basically stick some ads in, and basically for free. Doesn't cost you anything. Kind of like the new wave version of terrestrial TV, except you can actually pick your content. In some ways, that's good. In other ways, it's kind of obnoxious. Anyway, so there's been some movies that I've taken over control from cruise control. Get up the hill to Raglan. I think it's interesting that Raglan kept its name. I don't think there was ever a train that went through here, one of the development problems of it. Because if you didn't have a train going through it, it wasn't worth much. Anyway, and a lot of places were called Ragtown. In fact, I'd say most of the towns here were called Ragtown at some point in their development. Kind of a standard stock name for all kinds of things. Anyway, Raglan hung on to that name. Kind of an interesting interesting point about that line. Anyway, okay, now we're on top of the Cap Rock. It's a little weird being on top of the Cap Rock. It's not, I guess I got kind of burned out on Clovis as a kid. You know. Been a long time around Clovis and Percalus, you know. I went to school in Percalus for college. Anyway, so movies, back to movies. Wit and kind of at a back to Dances with Wolves. Last Dog Man, kind of Indian movies. And Western movies. Interesting Western movies. Anyway, not the traditional, you know, shoot 'em up cowboy movies. I like a few of those, but they're not that big of a deal to me. Let's see. More regional ones. I always liked Milagro Bean Field War. I always liked, there's one, I can't find it anywhere anymore. It has totally disappeared off the map. It's called The Outfitter. Really gross. You know, there's, I don't think you can technically call it incest, but stepmom has sexual relations with one of her stepsons. And anyway, I like it because it kind of highlights the life of part of New Mexico. Anyway, and there's one that I've been kind of waiting, and it finally showed up on the free stuff. It's actually available on the free channel. It's a stupid movie title, and trust me, when you go out and you say, you know, I kind of keep away from film critics, because most of the films that I go and see, I actually kind of like. You know, and people come back and go, oh, that one was terrible. Don't waste your time. Don't waste your money. Now, you have to understand that usually, sometimes we go to the movie theater, Lisa and I, and especially Matt likes going to the movie theater and watching movies. And we used to do that more. Now we don't. We might get back to it again. Might be fun. Anyway, but I'll usually wait until a movie hits the... It used to be the $5 bin at Walmart, but since the price dropped down to $3.74, I don't know where that price point that came up with that is. I'm sure it's all completely psychological. You know, well, we don't want to... It was tough to get people to go for $5, you know. So they're not really going for $4 either. They kind of want it to be $3, but we want to get as much as we can out of it. So they went $3.74. Like, I'm planning on proposing to sell the house in Portales for $89.7. And it's kind of psychological in that I want it to be below some hard figure like 90. 90 is a lot. 89 isn't that much. 89.7 is like, let's see how the most we can get while still staying under the psychological barrier of 90. Oh. And, you know, but make it sound interesting enough that people won't try to get off of it. They'll say, you know, there must be some deeper reason why he wants 89.7. Anyway, I wouldn't mind getting a bit of a bidding war on it. Getting a couple of, you know, a handful of people to say, I'll pay 89.7. And you go, oh, okay, who will pay more than that? That can happen too in a price situation. Where I'm just basically trying to pay off the mortgage that's left, and Lisa wants to get a little bit of money out of it. Although I think we've really come down to the part to where Matt's a little worried about living on his own. You know, we were gonna build him a little house, or buy him a little house or something, you know, and he'd still continue to pay rent for it. And we talked talked about it yesterday, and he's not, I think he's a little concerned about it. I think Matt doesn't want to be responsible for his own play. And I don't think it's a really important part of his development to do that. Now, for the other kids with much greater capability, that's certainly something that I think are capable of, and they need to kind of push for it. But you girls are in kind of quasi, I wouldn't say socialistic, but in communal situations. And those are kind of interesting. But, it's kind of, I think it's hilarious. Shana in the past has accused me of being really close-minded. And it's like, from where I come from, I'm a pretty wild dude. This is the communal living thing. I don't mind that, although I think it's really important for a person to kind of get some distance from their family to be as independent as you can be. Half of my kids are in communes, the other half of my kids are in the military. And it's like, oh, what the heck's all this? And you're going, you know what? It's okay. It's okay. It's how you deal with life. It's how you get through. And it's not going to get too weird about it. Anyway, movies, that guy, this whole thing was about starting in about movies. So, it's called, What Do You Think About the Morgans? Something like that. Has Hugh Grant and Sarah Jessica Parker in it. And it's really not, it's not the most amazing movie. It really is kind of a fish out of water thing. But the cool part was a whole lot of it was filmed in Roy, New Mexico. Now they decided to call it Ray, Wyoming. I think it's funny. They just took Roy and they paint over the O on the water tower and put an A on it. They call it Ray, Wyoming. I don't know why they have to. Anyway, doesn't matter. Except that Roy is really a whole lot more distant from things than the movie. Anyway, it's got a Roy in it, so I'm always looking and going, oh yeah, I've been there, I've done this, and I've been to that place, and they said this is actually a store, and it has been a store for a while, of course, and printing. It was a printing place. I got some business cards printed up by them. They were mostly doing state contracted printing, which is used to be kind of a big thing in New Mexico. I don't know if it still is, but wait, those are fogging up. Tony, go I'm excited for the chance, you know. Usually I have movies kind of running in the background while I work. And it works better than podcasts because, honestly, I don't have enough podcast fodder, really, to keep things, to keep me busy, or to have background noise. So I tend to run movies and stuff like that, and, you know, I'll put down that occasionally. Anyway, so... I'm going to have that movie in the mix today, I bet, probably for the next couple of days. Have it pop up all the time. It's okay to be kind of autistic, but you don't really want to be too autistic. Or else, you won't get, you've got to transcend. There's who you are now and who you need to become. You need to be working toward that. I don't really, it's kind of a, it's not a set thing as to who you're supposed to become, but you're supposed to improve. I don't know if it's a question of being more well-rounded, but, maybe it is. And in the past, I didn't think being well-rounded. I thought I was going to get to be spiky. So I think when push comes to shove, well-rounded's better than being not well-rounded. And, well, there you go. My answer to those guys' queries. So, we got the mortgage going on. Finally got a good server running. I like Twiki for a lot of reasons. Number one, I don't like screwing around with databases. I'm not a big fan of databases. I'm much more about that. Flat file stuff isn't the most amazing, but it works. Twiki's about at that sweet spot for being a little old. Yeah, throw down the window and it's going to be hard to hear. Because my windshield's fogging up too much. Well, those things not. It's not getting hot at all. Is the air not working on this baby? Well, that may be part of the fun. Sure isn't kicking on like I was expecting it should. Anyway. We'll just try to, you know, I need to also need to get back to control this year. You know, like I said, I would take the collaborative side, but it's time down to the voice of the early access. And the And these wikis are, by their nature, supposed to be group collaborative things. So, I was just going to see how it goes.